Hey,
hi,
what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl,
and we are recording from a gorgeous location,
Alunda, Greece.
Yes, it's a gorgeous hot location.
I know it's been a while since we spoke to you guys.
Look, life happens, and life has been topsy-turvy, crazy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I cannot begin to express how gorgeous it is out here. So picture it. Greece, 2023.
23, yeah. We're not in 24 yet.
Yeah. It's actually, what time is it here? It's almost 10 o'clock at night here, back home.
But in New York, yeah. I think it's like almost going on 2 o'clock.
Something
which
like
is
that.
So weird, yeah. You know, the time difference for us, knowing that we had to adjust to the 7-hour time difference.
Yeah, it's actually going to be 3 o'clock in about 60
seconds.
Oh,
it is three. Okay.
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the afternoon there, 10 o'clock at night here. And the reason we're recording is because we've had a few drinks. We've been in Greece about 24 hours now.
Yeah, officially, yeah.
And there's a gorgeous full moon out, and I'm all about ambiance.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
And we did something different. We decided to go off campus, you know, because, you know, this is a beautiful resort, Alunda Domes, Autograph Resort. It's a beautiful resort, and it's great for families and for couples, but it's much more of a family-oriented resort. So we decided to go off campus, and we stopped at this restaurant that I wasn't really sure about when we pulled up, because online it showed as if it looked a little different.
Right.
But then, you know, we pulled up and they were very inviting.
Yes.
They had our area already prepared, already seated.
Gave Cheryl a watermelon because she's black. Like, it was awesome.
Now, you know, listen, they were really sweet. Like,
very, very sweet.
The people there, they were, you know, there's only really like two main ones that come and greet you, a man and a gentleman, you know, a lady and a gentleman, and they were very nice. Gave us
a free drink, which is like kudos, yes,
you know, and they were very, very, very nice.
Yes.
The watermelon situation, you know,
which is really funny.
I don't think they really realize. You know, because that's stuff like that kind of happens in the U.S. Here we are in Greece, so who really knows?
But needless to say, you're black. We understand. You love watermelon, so here you go.
But it was
just really funny.
It was a really sweet gesture. They didn't have to do that.
Cheryl got so this is a perfect thing about do not judge a book by its cover, because obviously, so Cheryl went on Google, saw this place, and was like, yeah, I'll book a reservation.
And the only reason we decided to do that, because we experienced how it was to live, we live here.
Yeah.
Like to, so I have,
yet, but we
yeah,
know.
So we did the half board where we got free breakfast and free dinner.
Yes.
And you experienced that yesterday, the first night that we came here. And you know, of course they want to charge for drinks, which, you know, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And they have a way of kind of trying to get you where, oh, we're going to charge this to your room. Oh, what room are you? And then next thing you know, you get a crazy bill.
For like $1,700?
Yeah.
Drinks that you don't even remember having?
Exactly. Yeah. So we decided to switch it up and go off,
off the resort.
Off the resort and go
we
to
we were being some bad girls.
Yeah. And and to tell you the truth, I think that was like the best decision that we did.
It was awesome. I love it. It was fine. And it's funny. So now it's so far we've learned do not judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
And we have a fixation, fascination, fling with the men of Greece.
Yes. Oh my God. So we've been taking taxis, you know. So the first taxi that we took from the airport here, Dimitrios. Yes.
Yes, we had two Dimitrios.
Yes, he was very good looking.
We
took another cab from here to another place, and he was not really nice.
So
we've dealt with some not too nice people.
Yes, we've met a lot of rude people. We were very surprised at.
You would think New Yorkers are rude, but this is a different type of rudeness.
This is like another level.
I
could see several gang fights go down in the last 24 hours. Yeah, because
this is New York.
Some of these people were just like straight up fucking rude. No excuse me, no nothing, pushing.
Yeah.
I saw a man rob the stewardess on the plane coming here. I was just like, my dude, are you serious? Like, you want alcohol that much?
We saw somebody just cut the line when we were online to board with her daughter, and like nothing. Like, she was, you know.
No excuse me, no nothing.
You know, the people in front of us were from Philly, and they were like, you know, we're not from here, so we're just going to let that slide.
We're going to respect this. You know, we're in another country. And I was like, nah, that, yo, she does that shit.
In New York?
In New York, it's going down.
I think they would make her, they'll physically take her to the back of the line. Yeah,
they'd be like, excuse me, miss, there's a line here.
But needless to say, continue, we went to a restaurant tonight.
We took several cabs. So our cab driver coming here was very handsome.
Yes.
Very, very sweet, very nice. And then we had another cab driver who was a bit of a dick and not very handsome.
Who was trying to drive off before diving to get into the car.
I couldn't even get in the fucking car and he was about to drive off. I'm like, yo, my dude, I understand I have another leg. Fuck it, right? Let's just roll off without me getting in. But that was very funny. But last night, Cheryl and I go for our buffet dinner and we needed help with getting onto the Wi-Fi at the resort. And we get greeted by this gorgeous young kid. Oh, beautiful. And as soon as I saw him,
name is George.
His name is George, yes.
He's cute.
Very, very
I kind
cute.
Of got mesmerized. He was back and talking and I just heard air. And I'm like looking at
I was like, can you hold my lip gloss? And Cheryl just rolled her eyes at me like, and I'm like, okay, she's gone. I've lost her. Because this guy is hot. I will give this to her.
This guy was hot.
He was very hot. And then earlier today,
So here's the following day. We decided, you know, Dagna wants to go to
We were going to go see the grounds.
After breakfast, was like, can you know, take us to see the area?
But before that, right, we decided we were going to go see the grounds, right? And I don't know what, we were standing out front and he passed by on his cell phone.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and then he pulled up with a golf cart. Because, you know, around here in this resort,
you need a golf cart.
If you want to see the full grounds of this place, you need to, you can't walk it.
It's a mountain. It's a fucking mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So
I asked him, you know, can you take us around? And then here, Dagna was like in gaga mode. When it came down to this guy, who again was also very good looking,
gorgeous, nice tan, covered in tattoos, nice Caesar bald head, almost like yes, totally my type.
Yes.
And then I was like, "Where did we?" So, oh yeah. So then tonight, we get a cab going to the restaurant.
Yeah, to Theo Restaurant, which is right in it's in Alunda. Mm-hmm. As well, really nice place. That was, I guess, as you said, don't judge a book by his character, because online the pictures are very different than it looks in person.
Like online, it looked like the creme de la creme of Greece, and then you go there and there's like chicken wire for roof.
Yeah, the different colors chairs, and you can see the expression on my face. You can't hide it.
On her face was hilarious. And she looked at the taxi driver like, "Are you sure we're at the right spot?" Like. Are you sure? And he's like, yes, you are. We are here. He was like all happy and proud. Like, we are here. And you're like, I don't think
so. But we
so.
Can't turn back now.
Yes. She was just being nice and polite.
Because the two people there, they were greeting us. You know what I mean? So how can I like... But needless to say, even though it wasn't what I envisioned based on what I saw online, the food and the atmosphere and bomb. The vibe was amazing.
Yes, it was very good.
So I would definitely recommend you going to Theo's Restaurant, which is, or maybe I'm not even pronouncing it because it's Greece. Thea Restaurant in Greece in Alunda, which is amazing. The service and hospitality is amazing. Yeah,
they were sweet.
Yeah.
I wanted to give them hugs. And I'm starting to think, so... As we were coming here, we were talking about women our age having flings with young guys. And we're like, I can't. We're too old for that. That's shit you do when you're younger, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
But now, being on vacation, it's like, but we're never going to see them again.
What did we say we were going to call this episode?
I don't know. We came up with several things because we've been drinking.
No. I said it. Oh. And then now I can't remember. and you said, oh, we're going to name this episode that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. It was genius.
I know. Our memories are so bad.
I mean, I said drachmas and rubles, but no.
No, that's not that.
Else. But it was definitely based on like having a fling, something,
Hopefully it would come back to a sorry audience. You know,
something
we
Greek
had a couple of
something.
drinks, so our memories are not really that sharp right now, unfortunately.
But how do you feel now, now that we're 24 hours into it, having a fling with
It's
someone at our age?
a fling with some of our age.
Yes. And clearly these guys are not our age. They look younger.
Yeah, they look like they were probably in their
20s.
20s,
Yeah.
and here we are like 43.
Yes.
Even though we don't look it, because you know that guy when we passed through customs,
Yes.
he was just like, he looked at my photo and he looked at me. He was like, "Damn," he was like, "keep it going." He was like, "you look good." And I'm like, thinking to myself, "thanks." Question mark.
Yes. Thanks,
Thanks.
Poppy.
Oh yeah, you remember him when we were going through customs in the US.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
So now Lady and the Harlot are in Greece, and it's still kind of surreal to me. And I think to myself, like, yeah, I don't want to hook up with anybody, but then that devil on my shoulder is kind of like, but you're
Like,
never
thank
going
you,
to see them
Daddy.
again. Yes. Thank you, Daddy. And I'm never going to see this guy again. And we're saying thank you, Daddy, because originally I wasn't supposed to be here. Is that why?
Yeah,
Oh, okay. I'm like, why am I saying thank you,
the
Daddy?
gentleman that I used to I'm still friends with cordially, but you know, not with like how I
Well,
was before.
so our audience, I know I've said this in the past, but we constantly record like several episodes, and only because we have life happen and we want to keep up with, our demand or whatever. So our last several episodes were not in sync.
No.
And so the last that we were with you, I think Cheryl was still with the gentleman.
No, the last one I know that
But we
I vented
posted.
and yeah, I had
Right.
expressed that
Right.
we had parted ways
Right,
and what
right, right.
happened
Right.
and stuff like that. And even though we parted ways, we're still cordial with one another. Even though he did me dirty in the sense of the word, and some people wouldn't talk back to that person, I try to keep the peace and we're still
Right.
cordial and we still try to be friends because I don't, you know, we don't need any more enemies in
He's
this
probably
world.
kicking himself in the ass right now
Yeah,
because.
so, you know, since he was supposed to be here in Greece and he did what he did by doing what he does best,
Yeah.
I guess you can say.
Not
And
communicating and ghosting. Yeah.
yeah, so, you know, he opted out, even though things were planned for us to go. But needless to say, Dagna took his place. And here we are. And now, you know, I'm intentionally kind of sending him pictures to see what he missed. And I think he is kicking himself right now.
I just is so stupid. It's
Yeah.
like, you know what? You know what was coming up. You can Google and see what we where you were going.
I don't know what he expected. I don't know if he, you know, didn't think that it was going to be the picture that I set for him. But if you know me, you know, I'm one to whatever I say, that's what it's going to be,
But
you
even
know?
then, so like you didn't do anything to get what he gave you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think about it. It's like, okay, well, what's worse, him doing what he did, or him actually feeling the way he felt, not saying anything because that's how he was conducting himself, going through with this trip, and then doing the shit that he did after the trip. I think
Right.
he'd be in a worse space if he went that route
Right.
versus the route he went, because either
Right.
way, he was gonna go this route.
You know, I don't even think, I don't even know, because in reality, I think because of what happened to him in the past and all the hurt and all the pain that he went through, I think that he's his worst enemy. I don't think he really knows what he truly wants. And I think he regrets a lot of things that he did with me, especially now seeing everything playing out the way it is. So I think he has a lot of he has a lot to do for
Oh yeah.
himself,
Yes.
mentally and physically.
So
So
yeah, so like I'm here now.
yeah.
And I keep apologizing to Cheryl because I'm not him. And I
No,
know that this is
I
not
know like the
your
first
intentions.
night,
Yeah.
the first, you know, when we were traveling here and the first day, it was very awkward because I planned this specifically for us, for him and I. And whatever trip I plan, I plan it accordingly to whoever's coming with. So when that shifts and changes, it's a little awkward. But needless to say, he's not here. It is what it is. And I think we needed a night like this to kind of
Yeah,
change,
change the game.
yeah,
Well,
a lot
I just
more.
think it's funny because like when we got here, there's like a bottle of like wine and it's you know, they're referring to Cheryl as if she's married.
Yeah, and then, I'm a miss.
Yeah, Mrs.
Yes.
And so we come back from the nice little restaurant we went to tonight, and I'm like, where the fuck was this here when we left? So it was another bottle of wine.
Maybe because they realized we decided not to dine on camp. Why do I keep on saying on campus?
On campus. Like we're in college.
It is a campus. Like we're in college. On the, you know, we decided not to decide on the grounds of the resort because they called the cab for us.
Yeah. So,
but needless to say, I know we mentioned the men in Greece, and I know on my Facebook post I put I think after I'm Cheryl in love a few. With Greek men.
Yeah.
Because the men here are fine.
Hot as fuck.
Yeah, they are. They're hot as hell.
Yeah.
And I know we came up with a thing for that, but I mean, it's not coming back to me yet. But they are. Men that we came across thus far that are Greek, they're really hot.
When we were at the restaurant, we were talking about the fact that, like, we have accents. Obviously, we don't feel like we have accents because we're around people like us all the time.
Right.
And I keep telling Cheryl, I'm like, if we go to other countries, they would like us because we have our accents and we look the way we look, you know. And it's the same thing for us. Like, we're a sucker for an accent. Like, I was telling her, like, I went to Australia and I was like in love and enamored, I guess you could say, by
the accent.
By the same accent thing.
Yeah. I think we started talking about that because the couple that came in, they sound like
they were from London.
From London, England. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the accent, and we just kind of went with it.
You were like, oh, we like that.
Yeah.
You know, our waitress was from England.
Yes, so. Because, you know, unfortunately, we, no offense to, because I'm an American.
Yes.
But we don't sound the brightest sometimes when we do speak, and this is not for everybody, but mm-hmm. unfortunately, you know, when I just feel like somebody who's from England, and they have that British accent,
they sound educated.
Yes, they sound so educated.
Yes.
You know, because they're speaking, you know, in a certain
proper
way. While here, we're just.
Yeah, we're like, you going past that one more again? Like, what?
I don't know. And, you know, needless to say, I'm not talking for everybody. We're just talking for, like, us and some of the people that we may know.
Yes, some of the people we may know.
No offense.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about who you're thinking about. I'm pretty sure.
But it's beautiful here, and we decided to do something different, and hopefully we are able to post this and everything works out.
Yeah. Accordingly. I mean, like, have you ever had an overseas fling?
Come on, like 90 Day Fiance. I know we were talking about
that. I love
that.
90 Day Fiance.
Like, but the two guys where we saw, we were like, you want to, Dagna's like, do you want to come to the US?
I'm like, they have nice tattoo artists there. Yeah, the guy that I thought was like hot as fuck today, he was covered in tattoos, and we were talking about tattoos. I loved his honesty. He was like, I was like, any tattoo places here? He's like, yeah, but they're not good.
Yeah, he says they're in Athens.
He's like, you got to go to Athens. Yeah. I was like, okay. You know, he's telling me, oh, my friends are tattoo artists and they're awful. I was like, yeah, thanks for your honesty. And he's showing me his tattoo, like, look at this. And I'm like, well, it's not bad, but it isn't good either.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't
compared
bad.
To some that
yeah.
we've seen that were, like, really bad. Where it's just like, oh my God, I can't believe you actually got that done.
Yeah, I started to think to myself, would I have a fling? And I'm like, ugh. 20-year-old Dagna, hell yeah. 43-year-old Dagna is like,
I think I'll have to have a couple of drinks for that to actually play out, to tell you the truth. But I actually wouldn't mind the mind state that I am right now.
Right. Especially truthfully. The fact of who was originally supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a
what
good
the hell?
That would be a great comeback, actually. Like,
not,
thank
it's
you.
Not, it's not like we're gonna see them again anyway.
Right, exactly. That's why I said we're not gonna see them again anyway.
Right.
Thank you for fucking up and not coming. I'm going to come another way with a gorgeous European man.
A Greek man. Sexy Greek man. Because they're all good looking. Here. And I must, even the cab driver that I said that we were there and he like whistled at me and he gave me that look and I'm like, and I was getting into the cab.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm looking at him like, you're good looking too. Like, what the hell?
It's a requirement here. Cab drivers must look good.
Yes, to be.
I think
to drive around people.
You were like, I'm gonna go into this cab with this man who smells a little bit. This way, I don't do anything.
With his beautiful green eyes.
Oh my God. But it's easy to get swept away because, like, even when I watch 90 Day Fiance, a lot of these couples are like, I was away on a girls' trip on a resort, and he was working at the resort, and we hooked up, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm pregnant, I'm engaged, I'm pregnant and
Yeah,
engaged.
well, that's
Yeah.
something that we both don't have to worry
Well,
about.
we don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
Yeah, that's for
And we're
sure.
definitely not getting engaged.
No.
So
Never that.
I don't know. There is a full moon out, and according to my son, it's a blue full moon.
Even though it doesn't look blue
So
here on this side of the
it's
world.
never, it never looks like that. Even on in the New York side, it never looks like that. But I would love to see if we witch on this full moon right now, right? Do you think we can handle the manifestation of what it may bring, of whatever we wish for?
I don't know.
Only one way to find out. So I'm gonna wish on it. I'm not gonna
Make a
tell you guys.
wish.
Yeah.
I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight.
Mirror, mirror on the
Lucifer's of them all. That's not really the same thing,
was,
you
it's not, I was like, fuck it, let's just go with every Disney rhyme we could think of. But yeah, I don't even know. Damn, I really wish I could remember what we were going to call this episode because it was so funny and
I
it was
know,
pretty
and
spot on.
yeah.
Yeah. It was about having a fling, right? A European fling or
I
just a
don't
fling?
remember.
I can't remember.
That's so bad. You know, when we
Like
say
my
certain things, we need to write it down.
we say that all the time too, and we forget to do that.
I don't know if it's just, you know, no offense to us, but age, or maybe because, you know, I've done things in the past, my brain is kind of like spotty. You know,
We had,
as I'm getting older.
yeah. At least you're sticking with wine. I'm mixing right now, so that's
But
my excuse.
I had red wine, so they usually say they'll mix, even though it's kind of cliche, don't mix red and don't
White?
mix dark and white.
Yeah.
Yes, liquor. And I had red, so I don't know how it would be if I was to mix it with
I
white
don't know. I
wine.
had a day at the beach. I had 3 days at the beach, actually. That's what the name of the drink was called. I
Days at
had
the beach.
3 days at the
Thanks
beach.
to the gentleman at,
Dia.
yeah,
Yeah.
restaurant, who was very sweet enough to kind of get us lit.
I will get you lit. Oopa. That is my goal for tonight. You will come back. No joke. I feel like going back.
Seriously.
Not tonight.
No,
Maybe
not tonight.
tomorrow. They become our new friends. But yeah, this is a very interesting a space and energy out here. It's very chill and I don't know. It's like full of like. Chill and mystery and sexiness
Because of the men.
because of the men, yes.
Yes. Yeah, it just is what it is. Even though I guess the resort that we're on, there's majority, it's just families. You
Oh,
know,
yeah,
there's very few couples that I've seen even when we
I
went
haven't
to
seen
dine.
any,
No, I did see
I saw a
couples
bunch of
that
kids.
dine, but majority of the people that are here are families, you know. Which for me it makes a lot better. Especially when
Well.
we came here at night one.
If you are able to hook up with very cute George, just let me know and I will give you the space to do your
You're
thing.
so crazy. I'm not 23 anymore. I'm 43.
I'm about to
So
be
I think
23 if I see
those
Lucas
times
again.
are
If
those times are
he asks me, Lucas, go, how old are you?
gone.
23.
It's like, no, you're not.
Like, how old do I look? I hope we run into him tomorrow morning. I wanna talk to him. Like have a
Oh, we saw him today.
yeah, I know, but I wanna run into him tomorrow morning. Today was our like literally our first day, like our first full day here.
Official day.
Yeah. So tomorrow will be day two. We don't have that many days left. So
No. Three, then four, and then we head back home.
to the fuckery that is New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, people come to our neck of the woods kind of like, oh, I'm intrigued. And it's like, well, why? And it's only because we're so used to it, you know, but they're not used to it. So it's an attraction for them, just like it is for us here.
And we're used to New York, so it's like nothing new. But coming here, I just like the people who live here, they're so used to what they see every single day. So for us to come into their own space, their own environment, their own atmosphere, it's like this is nothing for them. because I deal with it every single day. But for us, it's like, wow, this is really peaceful. It's beautiful, even though
Like
there's
you
no
guys,
lights above, but you could see
yeah.
like the landscape
You can see
in
the
front of
mountains, but you
us.
can't see the lights on it.
Yeah. And then the moon, and the moon sets on upon the water, so it's just a very,
It's beautiful.
yeah. And like through those mountains is the ocean, because that's the clearing that's like right there. So it's really beautiful,
You
and it's
can't
really
even hear the
quiet.
waves, you can't even hear the waves crashing. It's
Yeah.
just like a still calm.
Yeah, it's extremely quiet here.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back.
To like the loudness and
Yes.
craziness of New York City.
Yeah.
The city that quote unquote never sleeps.
Even though it does sleep, it never sleeps and it's just a bunch of fuckery.
Yeah. And it's not getting any better, unfortunately. Let's like go down a list. Not literally, but I'm saying
No,
figuratively, let's go down the list.
but anyway, I think that it was nice to just connect with you guys again. We've missed
Catch
you.
up since
Yeah.
it's been a minute.
Yeah, I'm still single. Let's see, Cheryl.
I'm still single.
She's still single.
I'm single, ready to mingle. Not really. I'm not really ready to
She
mingle, but I'm just
likes the saying. And we're gonna get ready to head out. If you want to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, it's Lady and the Harlot. If you want to,
Gmail.
oh, well, that's if you want to
Well,
send us a long, detailed, winded
message is
message.
Lady and Harlot at gmail.com. Check
Yeah.
us out on Facebook and Instagram, which is Lady and Harlot.
And don't forget to hit like, subscribe, and leave a review, a
Because leaving a
positive one.
review makes us grow.
We don't have our thing
Especially
yet.
knowing that we haven't been on, and I know we lost a couple of followers, and we hope to gain those followers back since we really have not been engaging as we should. And we apologize for
To our regularly scheduled programming.
that.
So with that, I don't even know if it's gonna play, but I'm Dagna,
I'm Cheryl.
and we'll catch you next time on Lady in the Harlot podcast.
Bye.
Peace. All the good girls go to the up. All the good girls go to the girls. All the good girls go to the girls. All the good girls go to the girls.